Hello?
Sorry, sir, the line got disconnected.
Look, I'm sorry, this doesn't sound right. I understand a little bit about IT, and I don't want to give anybody access to my
device. Sir, you are not giving any access, right?
That's not the application. When I installed the application, it's telling me that I'm giving somebody access.
Sir, because those hackers has already tried to use your IP address and your network, so these messages should be come up to you earlier when those hackers try to reach you. But at the meanwhile, they were smart. What they did, they blocked your IP address so that you will not be getting this message when they try to access your device. So right now, as the Australian cybersecurity is securing your IP address, your network is getting secured, so you are getting these messages which should be come up to you earlier when those people try to reach you up. Okay?
I don't know you. I don't know that I can trust you.
Sir, I'm providing some of your information. You have an account with the Westpac Banking Corporation, right? And your debit card is starting up with 5163-6100, the first 8 numbers on your card, sir. Right?
Right.
So we are not here to ask you to share or read out any of your details, sir. Because those hackers have reached you earlier and you haven't received, as you have received the email, the notification that somebody has tried to access your device, the same way you might also get a notification about the iTunes Apple gift card which was been tried to order by their end. So that's the reason we have secured you so that we can, once a secured network, you will might getting those notification with the cancellation reference number and the details. Okay?
Okay.
Now you can... All right. Now, again, open up that application, sir. You will be getting the same notification until those people get removed from your IP address. And as I told you, you are not going to read out or share any detail over here, sir. We are just making you the cancellation of the gift card, which was been tried to order online behind you, okay? Because once those gift cards will be redeemed, the funds might be get missing out from your account, sir. And we don't want you to be the part of this fraud. And in the near future as well.
What was the name of the app again? I uninstalled the application.
Okay, you do one thing. Don't install that application. You can open up a Joho. Go to the Play Store.
Yeah.
All right. On the Play Store, again type there any desk. It will be the red one.
Okay.
All right. And you can get it, sir. Because, sir, these are the pop-up messages. You should receive when the time those hackers try to reach you. But what they did, they don't allow you to receive all this notification. So now once the ACSC, the Australian Cybersecurity, is securing your IP address, so they are getting detect that there is someone already in your network. So that's the reason this message is coming up to you, right?
Okay.
Is it installing now?
Yes.
All right. Once it gets installed, do let me know. The same way you will be getting, there might be the numbers that you get, it might be get changed. And sir, apart from this mobile phone, have you used any other device to access your online banking recently?
I've used a laptop.
Your laptop, all right. Not an issue, sir. And your laptop and your mobile phone, both are connected to the same Wi-Fi network at your residence, right, sir?
Yes.
And like you also remember, sir, like you have tried to connect to any public Wi-Fi from a metro station or somewhere like in a public Wi-Fi, you have connect your mobile phone or a laptop, and you also try to access your online banking.
No, definitely not.
All right. Not
okay, do you want these numbers now?
Yeah.
321.
Yep.
670-784.
All right. Now, again, the same notifications will be come up to you, sir, because the Australian Cybersecurity is activating a real-time monitoring firewall on your IP address. So do the same thing. Click on that, I trust this call, don't show this message again, accept. Click on the two check boxes on the background, then accept, then allow, then start now. All right.
Okay.
Now, again, tap on the three-dot permission. You can again see the same notification will be show you up. which says scam protection. All right. Remove that scam protection. Yeah. And click on full access. All right. Now click on close and go to your home page where you can see all of your applications. On which page are you right now?
I'm on my home page.
Okay. And can you see your home screen where you can see all your apps, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Check for PayPal or an eBay app. Check for these two applications. If you find any of this application on your phone, sir, do let me know.
Okay, I've got eBay open.
And recently, have you dealt with that eBay application?
No, I have not logged in recently.
You haven't logged in. Right. Now, you can see the three line somewhere. You can see three line on the eBay app. Are you on the eBay app right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
No, on the eBay application, on somewhere on the top, you can see the three lines.
Yes.
All right. Now, you can see somewhere it says messages on the eBay app.
Yep.
Click on that.
Yes, it wants to know is use email, sign in, or sign in, because I'm not signed in at the moment.
Yes. Now you can close this eBay application.
Yep.
Okay. Once you close this eBay app, check all the application again and look for a PayPal. If there is any application called PayPal on your phone.
Yep.
Check all of your applications.
So I recently got a new device. I'm not signed in on PayPal here at the moment.
All right. I do understand. So these are the things which have been tried to compromise. All right. So as you have not signed in, sir, but we are detecting from a different IP address, those people have tried to access your information, right?
Yeah.
All right. So over the recorded line, what we are going to do, we will be going ahead and make sure that the transaction will be get cancelled up. All right?
Yes.
And make sure that no transaction might be get released out. Now, you do use an app, a Westpac app on your phone as well?
Yes.
All right. Just check your account. If there is any like unusual activity or any unusual transaction is showing up to you, once you do go into your account, do let me know, sir. Okay.
I just actually uninstalled it.
Okay. And you do it from the internet, like you do it from the website, from the Google or from the Safari?
I have done it.
Okay. So if you have do it from there, no, not an issue. No need to download the app again. You can again log in from your Google page.
The Google page from my laptop?
No, lot on your mobile phone as well, sir. Not, it's not necessary that. Okay. Once you do log in, do let me know, sir. And make sure never ever share your personal PIN numbers, your password to anyone. Because those people, they have made a multiple attempt to order those gift cards, sir. And all the gift card, as you know very well, gift card can be redeemed somewhere, anywhere from any world, anywhere in the world, right?
Yeah.
So we don't, all right. Once you do log in, do let me know. And have you, like, do you remember, sir, have you misplaced your card somewhere recently? Or like you visit for a grocery, you paid some bills and you gave out your card numbers, your account details to someone?
No, I did not.
Alright. Because that's the reason, sir, because we don't believe, we are not sure exactly how it could be possible for them that they are getting access to your information, right?
Yeah.
Alright.
Sorry, I'm just going to put all...
All right, don't read out or don't share any single information. Just keep it confidential with you. And once you
it's
do
login, it's going to take a while for me to enter my date of birth because I have to reset my password now.
Okay, you can use try to check the application. Have you tried to download that app? You might be finding the app on the application. The app, you remember your information.
I don't recall my password. I'm sorry.
Okay, not an issue. Sure.
And then you just have to scroll through their calendar to put it in.
Oh my God! All right. Once you put the details, let me know.
Are you at work? Are you able to call me back in like about half an hour or something?
Definitely, sir. But the things that after half an hour, are you will be like free, sir? Because we need to block those transactions from the Woolworth website because those people, they are trying to...
Okay.
Because they have made a multiple order from the Woolworth. And you use Woolworth application on your phone as well, right?
Yes.
Have you tried to order any gift card from the Woolworth recently?
No, never.
That's the reason, sir. Hello? What you can do, what can you see on the screen? I'll help you. What can you see on the screen?
But I'm trying to get into the Westpac, and I've got to go through the calendar.
Okay, on the calendar, you can see on the top, there will be 2023. Tap on that. You can see the year.
Ah, okay. Thank
click
you.
On that, and it will be directly give you the list of the year where you can directly you can move on.
Yeah.
All right.
But I should text me a PIN number now, hopefully. Yep.
You can click on the year on the top where you can see 2023. Yes. Now you have received a code. Are you able to reset your password?
Yep.
Okay, once you've done that, do let me know.
Okay, so I can log in now?
Yeah, once you log in, do let me know. Oops. And make sure you remember this password, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, I've logged in.
All right, now, you can check. Wait, are you logged in?
I think I touched the wrong thing. I was.
Tap on the three line, and without sign out, don't close, try to close the Google page, sir. Make sure. Once you log in, do let me know. And apart from the Westpac, you do use any other application on your phone as well, sir?
No.
All right. Once you do log in, do let me know. Are you able to sign in? Are you logging on the browser or you are logging in the application?
Application.
All right.
It's just loading up now.
All right, sir.
So, yes, I've logged into my account.
All right. Once you logged in, be on the accounts. All right? Don't share or read out. Now, we will be just helping you while providing you the information, like how those people have tried to access your information. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, come to the home page of your banking application page on your home screen.
Yeah.
On your banking page. Okay. Now, can you see your cards option somewhere, sir? It says cards.
Yeah.
Tap on that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Now, the card which you got, right? It's your debit
mm-hmm.
card, sir. It's your master debit card, right, sir?
Yes.
All right. The card which you got, the card that you got, the card, as we can now, you can log out from here.
Log out?
Now, what you need to do, you need to, as we can see, just wait. As we are finding, sir, you got two accounts, right?
Yes.
All right. So, the one account that you got is your everyday account and one is your Westpac Saver, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the card that you got, is it linked with your everyday account or with your Westpac Saver, sir? It is with your everyday
every
account,
day.
Right?
Only the everyday account.
All right. Now, the Westpac Saver account that you got, sir, it has been targeted by those hackers, right? The funds on your Westpac Saver that you got, it might be get missing out at the meanwhile those hackers try to make all this order for the gift card. So what you need to do is, you need to ship the funds for just for today from your eSaver to your everyday account. Is it possible for you to do that?
Yes, I can do that, yeah.
All right. Once you do that, do let me know. Ship all the funds. Don't keep any funds on your Westpac eSaver. Ship them to your everyday account. And we will be making a cancellation. You need to transfer from your eSaver
yes,
to your everyday account. All right.
Sorry, you want my eSaver into my everyday account?
Yeah, your eSaver account is not saved.
My eSaver account has never been used. It's not online.
I know, sir. That's the reason these things have been come. You need to shift all your funds to your everyday, sir, not to your eSaver. Which account you have shifted?
Hold on.
Transfer to your everyday account, the account which is linked with your card.
Okay, I'm done, yes?
All right. Now you can see your everyday account is secured, right, sir? We have secured your Westpac Saver account so that in the near future, and log out from the application. Just logged out. Have you logged out?
Yes.
All right. Once you log out, do let me know.
I'm logged out.
All right. Now you can tap on the three line and you can close the Westpac banking page or the application, whichever you was which you have opened up.
Yeah.
All right. Now, on your mobile phone, you can find a Woolworth application. Can you see any application called Woolworth? Check.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Tap on that Woolworth application. Yes. And have you used this application before, sir? Do you remember?
No. I don't
have
use
never
it,
used
no.
it.
No.
All right. Now, you need to delete this application, sir, because this is the application where your information are being involved. On this application website, I will show you where those people has registered your information to order those Woolworth gift card. You can uninstall this app first. Delete it from your phone.
Okay, uninstalling.
All right. Now, you can also uninstall the eBay application as you have never made any transaction through the eBay.
Okay. Yep, okay.
All right. Now you can go to the Google back again. Now we will be proceeding with the cancellation of the one gift card of the iTunes, which was been purchased of $500, sir. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Now you can go to the Google.
Yep.
Once you're on the Google, do let me know. On the Google, type there, cancel Apple gift card Woolworths. Type there, cancel on the Google page. Once you're on the Google, do let me know.
Okay? Yep. I'm trying to cancel Apple gift card, yeah?
Yeah, type cancel Apple gift card Woolworths. You need to type on the Google.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, now, what do you see?
It says gift card, often frequently asked questions. And
cancel Apple gift card Woolworths. Okay.
Cancel Apple gift card.
Now, can you see Apple Entertainment All Gift Card? Any option somewhere? It says Apple Entertainment
yep.
All Gift Card.
Yep.
Click on that.
Yep.
Because this is the website from where we are going to cancel, blocking those gift cards which has been ordered behind you, sir. Apple Entertainment
okay.
All Gift Card. All right.
All right. Apple
click
gift
on that.
Come up. Yeah, I'm
can
there.
Can you see... Apple Entertain, yeah, you can see the Apple gift cards come up on the screen, right?
Yeah.
Now, you can see there will be a three line and it says menu on the top.
Yeah.
Left hand side corner. Click on that. Now, you can see all gift cards.
Yeah.
Now, you can see all gift cards.
Yes.
Okay. Now, once you can see all gift cards, you can see an orange color says Wish. A Wish logo gift card. Click on that. This is the gift card which was been tried to purchase by those people, sir. So before from the Woolworth, they received this email of the purchase. We are blocking it under your name, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now you can go down.
Yeah.
Go down.
Yeah.
And you can see where it says 100, make it 500. You got, because you are canceling the $500, the first gift card which has been ordered behind you. Because you might be ending up losing all the money, sir. Now, you can click on Add to Cart, the cancelling cart.
Right.
Yeah, click on that. Now, just wait. Don't do anything. Now, on the top, you can see the $500 available on this website. Right, sir?
Yes.
All right. This funds will be transferred back to you because we are blocking this amount under your name. Now, you can see the green box on the below down there.
Yeah.
Click on that.
New shopping cart.
Yeah, the green checkbox.
Yeah.
Now, you can see how many cards you have selected, sir.
One.
And now you can see the quantity there. Check once again.
Yeah.
Are you on? All right. Make it one. How many gift cards? All right. Now, come down. Because two gift cards cannot be canceled at the one time. Come down.
Right.
Now you can see checkout. Any option on the bottom says checkout. Click on that checkout page.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what do you see? Now for the cancellation, for the further cancellation. Yeah. Click on checkout. Now for the further cancellation.
I don't want to check out.
No, you are not checking out, sir. You are canceling this. So this is the verification
of
the cancellation procedure.
This is not a purchase.
No, you. All right, you can close this app, you can close this page. Close down this page.
Look.
Yeah, close it. Close the whole page, the whole Google page, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Now back to the normal home screen.
Yeah.
All right. Now what do you see?
My home screen.
Okay. Now just wait. Now what you need to do is, you need to securely log into your Westpac application again and check if there is something new or anything's come up, okay? Once you do login, let me know, sir, okay? And make sure, sir, never ever try to install that WoolSwap or any other application like any gift card website application, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Once you log in the Westpac app, do let me...
Yeah. Okay.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Now you can see all the funds are safe and secure. Till now, no money has been missing out from there, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, can you see the dollar sign? Tap on the dollar sign somewhere on the bottom if you see any dollar sign.
Just a moment.
Sir, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing, sir?
What do you mean?
Okay. Now, tap on the back arrow and you can see the dollar sign. Sir, your Westpac eSaver account is not saved. So have you made any transfer to that eSaver again?
Yeah, I just put all the money back there.
Sir, but your eSaver account has been targeted by those people. We have not tell you that you can transfer those funds there. Don't do it again and again, otherwise your account will be get blocked and you will not be able to get into your account, sir. Because it might be...
Well, that could be good, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's the reason, sir. Your account might be get blocked. So be on the
bank. I'm going to go to the bank. I'm going to go to the bank today and close that account.
Yeah, definitely, but till now, the funds that you need, sir, you need to keep it safe over there. So listen to me first, all right? Don't do anything by yourself. Be on the go back to your bank page where you can see
I'm on the bank page.
All of your accounts. All right, now just wait. Once you're on the bank page, do let me know.
I'm on the bank page.
Okay, once you're on the bank page, okay, do let me know.
Yes, I am.
Okay, now, sir, what those people did? Are you on
yeah.
the bank page right now?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, what do you see?
I see my home page at the bank.
All right. Now, you need to... Have you transferred all the funds back to your everyday account, right?
Yes. And
okay.
I just emailed my wife and told her to take all the money out of there and put it into her other account. It's not linked to me at all.
Yeah, definitely, sir. So what we are doing here is we are helping you to cancel those gift card once again as those gift cards which was been tried to order behind you, okay?
Yes.
All right. Now you can log out from here. Log out. Now again open up the Google.
Yeah.
Go back to the Google page.
I have.
Okay, once you're on the Google, do let me know. Now
yeah,
Google,
I am on Google now.
Okay, now again type there, cancel Apple gift card, sir. We are canceling the Apple gift card.
Just a moment, sorry.
All right, once you do that, do let me know. Are you on the Google page?
Sorry, I yep, cancel Apple, yep.
All right. Open up that cancel Apple gift card. So now this is the cancellation procedure which you are doing, all right? So as I told you, just follow the instruction.
But it doesn't make sense. You want me to purchase a $500 card?
No, no, sir. We are not making you purchase. That card will be cancelled up under your name because those people are trying to withdraw that card while using your details. So directly from that website, you are claiming that you have not made the purchase and you will be getting an email for the cancellation. If those people receive those email about the gift card, they can withdraw the money by using those gift card details. So we are sending you the cancellation details to you. All right? Now click on that cancel Apple gift card once again.
Yeah.
All right. Now you can see Apple Entertainment all gift card.
Yeah.
Go back to the Google page. Okay.
Yeah,
now what do you see? Now you need to do the same thing.
Hello.
All right. Put the details there.
Hello.
Once you put the details, do let me know. Okay.
He wants to purchase all the reference number.
Wait, don't put that. Don't put that. Just wait. Now you can, it's asking you to put some of your information. So just clearly and slowly put it down because your account has been tried to targeted by those people. So we are just proceeding with the cancellation so that these funds cannot be withdrawn anymore by those people, sir. And they are trying to redeem it from the California, United States, from where the current IP address was showing up yours. Now, have you put all the details there?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what do you see? The next option.
No. Read the terms and conditions.
All right. Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, this $500 will be blocked under your Westpac debit card, sir. Okay?
Right.
All right. Now, if you see any option, do let me know.
Proceed to payment.
Click on that. This is the cancellation procedure. The funds will be get refund back into your the details which you are going to be enter up there. Now, what do you see? Is it asking you to select credit, debit card, or PayPal, right?
Just a moment.
Check. It will ask you to proceed with debit credit card or proceed with PayPal. Yeah, where do you want the refund on your debit card? Because your eSaver account is not saved, right, sir?
Yeah, so saying, do I want to do debit card or pay now?
Yeah. Click on that debit credit card because your eSaver account is not safe, so you are not going to get the refund over there. On the debit card account is safe, so the refund will be get back to your debit card, okay? And once you will be getting the refund, you can transfer all the funds back to your eSaver. All right, sir?
Sorry?
Now, what do you see? Once you get the cancellation email, once you get the cancellation email with the refund procedure, then you can use your eSaver account, all right?
You want me to purchase a credit card, a debit card?
No, you are not going to purchase. This is the cancellation because from your eSaver account, this money was been tried to target it. So what you are doing here is you are canceling. You are asking for a referral for the cancellation on your debit card because your eSaver account has been targeted by those people, already been used in this website. So where the refund procedure is need a fresh account. So your debit card is secured, sir. So you will be getting a refund on your debit card for the cancellation. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
So what do you want me to do? Put my credit card details in here.
No, not your credit card details, sir. Your debit card.
Yeah.
All right. So that the refund will be proceed on your debit card, sir, and no funds will be get missing out from your eSaver because you have already shifted the funds over there. And make sure don't read out or share any detail over here. All right? You will be getting a code for the cancellation as well once you verify the details. Have you